Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After your game last week, when Brian Daboll spoke to the media and was asked about the wide receivers, he made sure to mention you and how you added to the field position that they started off with. I guess watching tape back, what did you think of your performance in week one? And what's your mindset, you know, when you have a chance to give this offense really great field position to start a drive?
I think you just answered everything for me just now. that's my job, right? Catch the ball and give the offense good field position. Our defense played great, had a lot of three and outs, and gave me a lot of field to work with. So with that defense playing great and our punt return team blocking hard, we did a good job to help our offense out and give them good field position.
In that game on Sunday, is there anything different about the special teams this year? I know there's a big emphasis to, you know, increase play from last year, but anything that you notice now that you hit the field and played an actual game?
The biggest thing, I think, is the juice that we have, the energy. And it's going to be hard this year more than ever because there's no crowd, right? There's no fans. But I think we have that in our team. The guys that we have in the room, we have some really good guys, bring that juice each and every day in practice. So when we get to the game, they bring that same kind of energy and same kind of juice.
And then sitting in the wide receiver room and getting to watch them on the field on Sunday, what was your take on seeing eight different players catch at least two passes from Josh Allen and to see how that offense got going?
I love watching those guys work. I mean, I see it every day in practice, and, you know, being able to see it, you know, come out in the game is pretty cool. You know, Steph with that energy, and John Brown still doing his John Brown things. He didn't give us a dance in the end zone yet, but hopefully we can see that a little bit later on this year.
What did you think about the way that him and Diggs were able to complement each other in that first game?
Yeah, I mean, they talked about that all offseason. And Smoke knows, you know, having Diggs in here is going to take some pressure off him and allow him to get open on some different kind of route concepts. So, yeah, they've been talking about it, and hopefully, you know, we can keep doing that throughout the season.
Cool. Thanks.
Hey, AJ Feldman here with the CBS station in Rochester. How you doing?
What's up, AJ?
Doing good. You know, so before last season, you said you were really looking forward to playing the Jets. You didn't get that chance, missing both games. You finally got your opportunity. Did it live up to the expectations?
I think it will always live up to the expectations, especially when we get a win. So that's my answer to that.
Yeah, is it just kind of nice to, you know, I believe you're, you know, at the top or near the top for punt return yards. Is it nice to kind of show out against your old team and kind of, you know, let them know what they're missing out on?
I think it was just good for our return team to start off fast. I don't think, you know, it's one game. Can't hit too high or too low off one game, regardless of what we do. But I think it's good to, you know, just start off fast.
All right, thank you.
Hey, Andre, Adam from 7ABC. How you doing?
What's up, Adam?
Not a whole lot. Just wondering your take on, you know, you mentioned fans and kind of drawing energy from that, especially on special teams. You're going to have some hostile fans. It's going to be a little bit of hostile territory in Miami having fans. Just your thoughts on that.
Yeah, they have fans. We don't. That's unfortunate, but hopefully we can get some in our building at some point this year too. I don't think it's going to be as many people, obviously, and doing the social distancing thing. So I don't know how much of a factor it will play, but we're going to bring our own energy just like we did last game. And that'll work well for us.
And just one other thing, maybe working a little bit more on special teams with guys like Tyrell or Tyler Matakevich, to see those guys maybe get a little bit more reps on defense this week with Milano and Edmonds both being ruled out. Just kind of your thoughts on that and what those guys bring to the table in your eyes.
Yeah, they're really good special teams players, and I expect them to be the same way come Sunday. Yeah, they'll have more reps, but they've been conditioning hard. We know we're going to Miami. It's going to be a little warmer, and you know we're going to have to hydrate, but I don't think it matters if they're playing defense or special teams. They're going to go hard. They have a lot of energy, both those guys.
All right. Thanks, Andre.
Yes, good afternoon, Andre. George Redd in the Challenger Community News. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, George.
Alrighty. My question for you today is, do you think the new rules for special teams are more advantageous for the game, obviously for the game, but for kick returners like yourself? Or do you could see something like they do in Canada where they give a 5 yards on a punt, they give the guys have to stay back almost 5 yards and give the returner an opportunity to make not only make the catch, but also start make a run for it?
I love the rules we have in our game other than the kickoff rule, because I love kickoff return, and I wish I could return as many as I can, but I do understand it is safe for the game that the rule change happened. But I hope we keep it like it is now. I love how our special teams is right now.
Oh, okay, with the wedge blocking, getting rid of that blocker in the
that needed to come out. The wedge blocking and those guys running down full speed, just hitting heads. That definitely had to go. But I hope they. I don't know. Maybe sometime in the future they'll switch some things up. Maybe move the touchback back to the 20, so it can be more advantageous to take the ball at the end zone. But we'll see.
Okay, last question for you on the kickoff. When it seems like later in the game, the kickers may seem to get tired, because it seems like that's when you get your best opportunity for kickoffs that you can receive, and also for punts. Do you seem to agree with that? That seems like the you do get chances later in the game than early on.
No, I don't think they get tired. No. They don't do too much running, and I don't think their legs. That's all they do. They kick the ball for a living, so I don't think their legs get too tired. But I think what it is the opportunities that we get from our punt return and kick return team are the guys blocking up front. And, you know, I try to take those opportunities. Like they're not going to happen often. So when I do get it, I try to make some good happen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.